Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us on the Trocare College Lifeline this morning. And Brad, we're talking with you about a story earlier this week that the FBI thwarted a potential attack on polling places on Election Day. And it's something that really raised alarm bells with a lot of people across the country.
So you have two people arrested, Brian, one a 27-year-old, another a juvenile who's 17. Both from Afghanistan, both came over under the State Department's Special Immigrant Visa Program, which is used to relocate people from war-torn countries, obviously like Afghanistan. The 27-year-old had been here since the fall of 2021. I think the juvenile came with his parents, maybe 2018, 2019, into Oklahoma. I think approximately 1,000 Afghans have been relocated into the state of Oklahoma. And, you know, this is a scenario where, and I don't know how the FBI got onto these two, but they clearly did, and got in front of them, started an undercover operation, sold AK-47s to the two of them with 500 rounds of ammunition, and then promptly arrested them. I think this is an ISIS recruiter type scenario based, again, on the FBI's complaint, which, you know, tells me that this 27-year-old maybe did not come here at the direction of ISIS, but got recruited once he was here. We'll see if that's accurate, but that's what it appears to be to me. But another case of lone actors pledging allegiance to ISIS and believing that they would die at the scene as martyrs. The 27-year-old had already purchased one-way tickets, plane tickets, for his wife and one-year-old to go back to Afghanistan, to Kabul. So I think their intentions were real. Fortunately, they got stopped.
Brad, do you think maybe local law enforcement agencies across the country will see things like this and maybe beef up their security details on Election Day?
I think you will see at certain locations, election locations, polling locations, more law enforcement. Other places, maybe not so much. You have to be realistic about this. I mean, by and large, the threats that the FBI and other law enforcement deal with every day, and it is a large number, is a lot of just inappropriate talk by people. You have to separate what these two were intending to do, for the sake of pledging allegiance to ISIS, through the everyday threats that the law enforcement deals with, which is more election fraud driven. So it's sort of two different scenarios, if you will. And I think, you know, the scenario that really eats up law enforcement's time is the one about fraud. A lot of threats, some places like Phoenix, Arizona, the county recorder there has said they get multiple threats every day. And obviously Arizona was a big hot spot as far as former President Trump alleging all sorts of fraud there that never materialized in any of the multiple investigations. But be that what it may, people still believe that that's the case.
Brad, even though this was thwarted well ahead of time, in a way, the whole plot kind of ends up working out, because there will be some people who see this story and are scared off from going to the polls.
I think that's right, Brian. I just would tell those people, if they're listening to us, that they should freely and voluntarily go to their polling places. I think they will be safe. You know, a lot of this threat as far as election fraud is concerned is just intimidation. And as I mentioned earlier, I do think there may be some polling stations based on intelligence that law enforcement has. You may see more uniformed people at those locations or not. But I think it's really important that people understand that they should freely go vote on Election Day, just like they have in years past.
And voting in person could very well be maybe the best way you can stand up to these people, right? Send a message to them that you won't accomplish your goal of terrifying us like they were intending to do.
Exactly. Yes, I think if you are a person that doesn't want to do mail-in, which is perfectly fine, then you should be encouraged to go vote for whomever you vote for in November.
You know, when people hear the name ISIS, I think there are still some people who say, hang on a second, you know, a decade ago, I remember this being a serious issue, but I thought that this problem was taken care of, that a lot of the leaders were gone with. But man, Brad, these groups just have this sticking power. And why is that? That even after, you know, a years-long campaign, millions of dollars spent, lives lost fighting a group like this, that they can still stick around?
Now, you can't really kill an ideology, because what it's like anything else, Brian, it just reforms or reshapes itself. Now, does ISIS control a huge territory like they did in Syria and Iraq several years ago? No. But they have now gone largely, but not exclusively, to online recruiting. And so for them to recruit like these two that we're talking about, an attack like that, if it would have been successful, carries as much weight as one of their big operations where they, you know, blow up an embassy or something like that, like occurred in years past. So they've just reshaped or reoriented themselves, but they're still there, just like Al-Qaeda is still there, despite the fact of, you know, bin Laden's death and al-Zawahiri's death. They're still there. The ideology is still there. And, you know, the power of the internet allows them to recruit individuals.
Brad, if you could maybe take me into the mind of a person in one of these terror groups, is there almost like a feeling of competition? Like Hamas has been in the news, Hezbollah has been in the news. Do you think ISIS maybe would plan an attack like this so they could get their name recognition out there to say, hey, we're still out here and we're more powerful than these other groups? Or are they kind of allied in a way?
Well, I think they're only allies when it's convenient for them to be allies. Because even the inside some of these extremist Islamic ideologies, they have different bits. You know, ISIS versus Al-Qaeda versus fill in the blank. And then there are like subsets of ISIS and Al-Qaeda that don't get along with each other because of particular things that they believe is should be their following. But, you know, I do think that these folks are not going to go away. And I think that they always are looking for what I would call relevance. The relevance being that, yes, to your point, that they maybe pick election day, like, hey, we can really make a name if we do something on election day. So think about that.
Well, Brad, thanks for the time. As always, Brad Garrett joining us live this morning on WBEN. It's 9 o'clock.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.